Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
That man over there is comedian Kevin Meaney. Now, Kevin, we've been talking a lot about your life. Have you written a television show for yourself?
No, I have not. But I have written a stage play, a one-man show.
Is that the real serious story about your life?
It's funny. It's I hate to, you know, blow my own horn or toot my own shoot. What do they say? Something like that.
Those are exactly what they say.
Blow your horn. I'd stay away from the shoot tooting.
Yeah. Shoot the tooting.
That's going to come
and
out.
And that was, and I want to finish it. I mean, I did it in Aspen, and I did it in Boston at the Hasty Pudding Theater, and it was a number of years ago. My first marriage, I married a woman I didn't know in Las Vegas.
Hmm.
And we
on
got
a whim?
Yep.
How long did the marriage last?
About 48 hours until I told her we were no longer going to cohabitate.
I see.
Because my lawyer had told me to use those words.
I see.
That we will no longer cohabitate.
So you did you get a quick divorce as well?
No, it was annulled. It was annulled.
Okay.
In front of a judge, mm-hmm. You know, and...
Was she there?
Oh, yes.
She
was there,
not
yeah.
happy to be there?
She had shown up for the...
She loved you.
She did. She had no makeup on, like I had beaten her, mm-hmm. You know, and, you know, and there was the annulment, and she got half of everything I had made during those 48 hours.
Did you work that weekend?
That was the rule.
Are you serious?
Yes, and I had done a voiceover, so she had gotten half of that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was the law.
Thought of curiosity, stupid question. Why'd you marry her?
Well,
Free liquor in Las Vegas, Tom.
I was going to be 40, and I didn't want anybody to think I was gay. So
I see.
That was one of the... You know, they say, okay, if I don't get married, that you know, so I said, I'm married. I married this girl, Jeannie. Her name was Jeannie.
Jeannie Meany,
yeah. And that
oh
was one
well,
of the...
Well, well, well. Yeah. It all comes around, don't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does. Fate. It all comes around, yeah. And she was nice, and I carried her over the threshold. We were at Circus.
Mm-hmm.
In Vegas, we had a drive-up window when? To get married,
uh-huh.
right in the back.
Really?
Yep, right in the back of the cab.
Wow.
And we were married in minutes.
Where did you meet Jeannie?
At a bar.
Just having a drink next to you know, saying, hey, you want to get married?
Just not a drink. There was lots of drinks.
I see, okay.
Yeah, lots of drinks. And it all made sense at that moment.
So you just met this woman and got married? Like that same weekend?
I'll bet that's not the first time in Las Vegas.
But that's the way happened. Things used to be, you know, in the old movies. Let's get married, honey, see? You and me,
yeah,
you're wonderful.
And she thought this was a good idea, also.
She did.
Did she know that you were who you were?
Yes.
Had she seen your show?
No, I wasn't doing a show that night. We were just in Vegas, partying.
Uh-huh.
So we were big, lots of partying.
Yeah.
And I remember when I told my mom that you know I finally you know this is you know after it was annulled and everything. She goes, do you have a picture of her? Do you have anything?
She was, what my daughter-in-law like, for you know? For a while.
You have anything? A picture?
Wow.
Hair sample or something?
Anything at all?
Is it too personal for me to ask if you
consummated?
I was going to use a better word, but I'll go with consummated. Do you remember?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
So
answer that.
That's it. I remember the next morning, she didn't want me to have a Bloody Mary.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was none of that, and mm-hmm. we were going over to her friends to get something. I don't know. And then we drove back to L.A. in my car and
got to know.
And you know, when you're driving through the desert, they could turn off your air conditioning. You're going to overheat. You know, and. Yep. You know, roll your windows down. All her makeup was just like rolling down her face, you know. And it was a horrible, horrible. And she was redecorating my house.
Oh, boy.
Within 48 hours?
Yes. The deer head had to go.
The Uncle Buck deer head.
Yeah. So that was not going to, was not going to be there.
Uh-huh.
So that was a show that I loved that. And everybody loved that show. It was really, I ran into my agent, my ex-agent a while ago, and he goes, you really have to bring that back. And I do, because I have to finish the story, you know.
Do you ever see her anymore, by the way?
No. I've not. I haven't seen her.
What did she do for a living?
I don't remember really what she did.
She was a professional bride.
I'm not sure.
No,
she
worked in an office. Okay. She wasn't a hooker or anything.
Okay. She just happened to be in Vegas that weekend.
Yeah,
No,
she was a nice girl.
So
she
when
was.
You get married in Vegas like that, do you get divorced in Nevada or do you get divorced in California?
No, we got annulled in L.A. And I had the same lawyer that Roseanne had, you know, and a big Beverly Hills lawyer.
Did you have to drag her to the courtroom to get her to show up?
No, she showed up. She showed up. Yeah.
But she did not want the annulment.
She wanted it to work.
Oh, now you're starting to. I'm tearing up here. This is getting kind of sad.
Bad for Jeannie. Yeah.
But she eventually got married, and then I eventually got married.
Uh-huh.
And my wife, who I married later on, because Marianne and I, my real wife, Marianne and I were dating, and I broke up with Marianne, and then I went to Vegas and I married this woman. And then I wrote a show about it, and then Marianne came to see that show. She flew all the way from L.A. to Boston to see it when I was doing it at Harvard University, the Hasty Bunting Theater. And we were going to bring it to New York. It was the show was on Fast Track. And it was going great. And Marianne saw it, and she was blown away by it. Like, you know, how truthful it was. And it was just me screaming to come out. You know, it was like, this is, you know, it was so like, you know, you're just waiting for the end of the show to go, I'm gay. All right, that's what happened. I'm gay. And I never did, you know. I just go, I'm crazy.
Gotcha.
You know, and a cage came down at the end of the show. I was in a cage. That was how it ended. And I sang Viva Las Vegas or something, you know, at the end. So then I went back to Marianne, and we lived together for about 6 months, and then we got married, you know. So she kind of understood me from there, you know.
And you were married for how long?
About 72 hours.
72?
No, I was married for 10 years.
Okay.
10 years to my lovely Marianne, who's a great, great lady. I just, you know.
How did you let her know about the gay thing?
Finally? In song, like any good gay guy would.
Song and dance number?
Yep. I started up at the top of the stairs. I put a little Speedo on, and I just started singing, I am what I am. It's raining men. Hallelujah. I believe the children future. Honey, I'm homo. That's another way to say it, you know.
So it wasn't like a text message.
No, it wasn't.
Did it right.
I did it right.
No, they're still friends. They have a daughter together.
Yeah, no, we are very good friends, you know, and we're closer now than we ever were.
Yeah.
Just in different places. You must be feeling a lot better, though, to get all that.
To get it all out, yeah, sure, yeah.
You feel a lot better. Yeah. Plus, you've got great hair, so I mean.
I have yeah, sure.
We all have our demons.
It's coincidence. I have mohair, so.
Yeah. That's a reference to the Mo Howard.
The Mo Howard
discussion earlier.
Yes.
Do you remember the first name of the first wife, the one you married for 48 hours?
Jeannie.
That's real?
No, I'm not kidding you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to Google Jeannie Meany to see if she's doing a one-woman show.
She's not using her. But the weird thing was, Henriette Mantel. Do you know Henriette Mantel? She played Alice in the Brady Bunch movies.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and she was a stand-up comedian. She was there with me that night. So it was me and Henriette, and we were there to see, I think we were there to see our friend Stephen Wright, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and we all met up at the bar afterwards, and Henriette goes, why don't you marry me? And I said, I'm not marrying you. She goes, come on, let's get married. And I said, I'm not marrying you. And Jeannie was right next to me. She goes, why don't you marry me? And I go, I'll marry you, but I'm not marrying her.
And oh, bam, off you go.
So a few more drinks later, boom.
Boom.
I was in a cab, and we were on our way to get married in the back of a taxi cab.
Oh.
Wow. Did Henriette know that? Why you wanted to get married?
And she didn't talk to me for until after I got divorced from Marianne. It was 10 years. It
wow.
was probably about 12 years she didn't talk to me.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because you heard a lot of people, yes. you know, doing things
How
like
many
that.
Drinks deep were you, do you think?
I wasn't blacked out. Because
you did say I do.
I remember it. And I think there's a law that you can't be drunk when you get married. So.
Well, I'm sure that's an
But we were in the back.
They
didn't test us, you know.
Say,
when did they come up with that law?
It's like you can't be drunk when you get a tattoo, you know.
No, I assume you strike me as being tattoo free.
I have one little tattoo.
Hmm.
Is it pre or post gay thing?
No, I don't have a tattoo. The reason why I don't have a tattoo, because my dad got one. And when he was in the world WW2, and then you know, as he got older, it was like all hairy,
and blue.
Yeah. Was it an anchor?
It was a ship. Yeah, okay. I didn't even know it was too much hair on it. I couldn't see it. It was like Robin Williams.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, God rest his soul.
We're hanging out.
I love Robin.
We're hanging out with comedian Kevin Meaney, learning a lot about your life. This one man show sounds like it'd be great.
Yeah, I want to bring it back and just do that. The first part is the first act, and then this new part of my life would be the second act mm-hmm. and the final.
Well, it's not final.
Final words.
There could be a
yes.
There could be another act.
I hope not. What else could I do?
No,
I've been
one's
in jail.
See a one man show in three acts. No way.
Well, it would have to be a new show. Yeah. You know, I'm going to do a TV show called Lock Up in airports.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, go to all the jails in the airports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to show them. You know, how things happen.
I remember. Yeah, I remember reading about you in the news several years ago. You were happened? You were TSA, and was this pre TSA? What was the story?
This was right after 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I got arrested for. They said I grabbed the National Guardsman's M16. You know, and
what?
That's what they said, and obviously I didn't.
Uh-huh.
Give me that gun, Jeannie.
You know. So they said I grabbed it, and I didn't. And I was trying to get my daughter, who had ran away. You know, my wife was being searched, and you know, she got the extra security because she was wearing her metal breastplate that day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So Kate and I were. She was only two at the time. Kate and I were watching. I said, "Look, let me film this. I want to show everybody in my family. This is what I have to travel with." You know.
Mm-hmm.
So then they came over and they said, you're not allowed to film. And I lied. I go, I'm not filming. You know, obviously I was. And then they took my camera away from me and they detained me. And at that moment, my little daughter, Kate, she runs towards the exit. And I told the National Guardsman, I said, I have to get her. He goes, you're going nowhere. And I said, and she's getting further away. I go, I have to get her. And I went left, right, left. And I got around him and I grabbed her and I pulled her back. And that's when they said I grabbed the gun.
Oh.
And I was arrested. I was put in jail.
No kidding.
Were you still filming?
Oh my God, no. And I was strip searched.
Oh my God.
And the you know, throw your sock over here and drop your pants and spread them and cough.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not good. You know, that's not. And I met three great. I remember I met three great guys: Johnny Patash, Mr. Palmer, and Fuki.
In the jail.
They were in my cell with me. Yeah. And then probably about 10 hours after, maybe 10, 12 hours after I was out of jail, we all just got bail together.
Mm-hmm.
And Marianne and Kate were waiting for me outside the jail cell. And I go, Marianne, this is Mr. Palmer and Fuki and Johnny Patash. I don't want to meet them. I go, no, they're great guys. You got to meet them. And she didn't. And she goes, why does he have on your sweater? And so I said, well, because he was cold and he was an old alcoholic,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And she goes, That's cashmere.
Oh, my goodness.
She was all upset that I had given him my cashmere sweater.
Oh, my. So,
and I didn't want it.
What's
back.
The, what's the airport jail like? Do they give you like regular food or do
airport
they give you
jail,
like, water and peanuts?
In, no, they don't give you anything. And, you know, I was, and you're handcuffed to the railing, you know, so you're, you know, they don't want you to move.
Wow.
Yeah.
For 10 hours?
Well, I was there for probably about 2 hours, and then I was transferred to county jail.
Oh, to a real jail.
To a real jail, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You
know,
that's because you're a frequent flyer. They upgrade.
Yeah, they upgraded. And that's when I met Johnny Potash.
Diamond members and, this way.
Yeah. Fuki and Mr. Palmer.
Yeah. Wow.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back in, into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.